Joe Lafferty.
On 105.7 ABC Darwin and 783 Alice Springs.
Schools all around the territory are getting into the Christmas spirit by singing in the choir. I loved it in primary school, singing in the choir or the Christmas songs. With Leon Compton, you can hear some of the Christmas angels, and Megan Spencer plays it again in the afternoon. And school choirs in Alice Springs are getting into it as well, because tomorrow 783 is Rowan Barley, who's having a Christmas bonanza, a drive Christmas bonanza, and they're going to have the Mirapenya choir sing. So Alex Barley from 783, head to the Yipirinya, Yipirinya Primary School, and had a little bit of a look at how rehearsals were going. What do you like about singing?
Singing with friends.
And what's your favourite song to sing?
Silent Night.
Okay, now we're going to do Silent Night. So can the ones in the small princess, if you guys, I need one to sing.
Hi, my name is Margaret Chen, and I'm teaching the children singing at Yipirinya. We have just recently shown for this. So we're teaching all the classes, and then anybody who wants to be in the choir is in the choir.
So it's not audition.
So how many kids have you got involved at the moment?
About 24.
But because of school attendance rate, they're not always all here.
And for the competition, we've been asked for the next six. So
we'll probably have six and one or two extra in case people can't make it.
So tell us about some of the songs that you've been practicing.
Well, we've got the concert coming up on the 10th. It's Yipirinya's 50th birthday.
So we've been preparing songs for that. The choir are going to sing Apostle Haider. They're going to sing Silent Night in four languages. And they're going to sing Any Dream Will Do.
And which song have you chosen to sing for the ABC School Choir Competition?
That will be Silent Night.
To school every day, and sometimes I sing at my home on Sunday night.
Well, since the start of the program, each class has 1 45-minute lesson a week, and as well as the singing and the fun of singing, it's really good for Christian, it's really good for their pronunciation and for their acquisition of standard English, because these children are all Aboriginal language speakers at home, so for all of them, English is a foreign language, really, or a second or third or fourth language. So it has that benefit as well. They learn the pronunciation through singing.
They learn a lot about listening
as well through the singing, and about working together, about not letting the group down. So there are lots of advantages. Seeing the kids in so many different languages, what's that like? It's great fun. And they sing in a completely different style when they're singing the languages. Their voices change completely, which is really interesting. And you'll notice that in the competition.
Mm. And then, of course, there's your secret weapon, the kazoo. Tell us about why you included that.
Because it's fun, really. It's a different dimension. Everybody can play one. So we've actually got 24, and we've got them in lots of different colours. And they've all got their own. Their numbers and kept in their own little puppets. And so it's a source of pride, and they learn to put things away. But it's really an easy instrument for them to be able to play. Mm.
Hello, my name is Vincent. I'm 9 years old. And I like singing with Margaret. I've been in the group for 2 months.
2 months. Is Margaret a good choir master?
Yes. She sings. She's got a soprano voice.
She's got a soprano voice. Are you a soprano too?
A little bit.
Now, you guys are competing in the ABC Schools Choir Competition. What do you think the characters are?
Winning.
You reckon you're
going
to win?
Yep.
reckon they could win. I don't know whether or not in the other choir has got a full kazoo orchestra going on. That's the kids from the Yiparinya Primary School in rehearsal speaking with 783's Alex Barwick. And they're going to be performing tomorrow at the Addington Drive Christmas Bonanza. That's at the Alice Springs Town Council. They're going to be starting at 4 and going through till 6. But I reckon if you get a little bit early, you get pretty set up and everything for how a broadcast works, which is a lot of fun. So if you want to go and have a look, take the kids up to school, go and check it out, that'd be really good. My name is Jo Laverty. I'm listening to 783 Alice Springs Drive this afternoon. Rowan Barwick is speaking to the psychologist about